Hello, welcome to Angel's Advocate, or welcome back. Not sure. If you're new here, my name is Maddie. You can find me on Instagram. The handle is _fleurloon, like flower moon. This is the podcast where I basically just ramble my train of thought. Why, you might ask? Well, one, it's because I do not know how to edit audio yet. Okay, I'll figure it out one day. It's my goal. But yeah, this one is going to have, just like the first episode, no edits whatsoever. It's one big loop. Next, yeah, so the next reason is just because I really just need to fucking talk sometimes. Okay, there are ideas that I have sometimes, and this could be just like an echo chamber at the end of the day. I don't even know who like listens to me really, but do you ever have a thought and you think it's so deep, but then at the back of your mind you're like, maybe other people think that my realization, something that I just realized for the first time, is obvious. Do you know what I mean? So that's another reason why I'm in my head a lot. I'm always in my head. So this is a really good medium for me to kind of just check and reflect back to you guys, my audience, or a wall, a brick wall. I'm not sure because I don't know who's listening to me. But yeah, like if my realization, my thoughts, do you guys agree with me? Do you not agree with me? Like, I want this to kind of almost be an open forum. I know a podcast is just like me talking at the audience. I do want to get guests eventually. But yeah. Anyway, that's my explanation for Angel's Advocate. I don't know if you care, but that's what it is. I'm a rambling woman. The topics that I want to get into today are, one, being pro-gatekeeping. I think it's great. Two is being an inspiration to others, even if you think what you have to offer is nothing at all. And I can speak on that from like personal experience. Would love to hear your guys's experience if you want to reach out to me on Instagram. But that's my other topic I wanted to get into. And then lastly is how idolatry is not bad if you're not a psycho, meaning you have like a good intention and you have healthy boundaries. So yeah, and to be honest, nothing is really evil at the end of the day. It just depends on how you like approach a certain thing. But that's a whole other thing, okay? See, I'm rambling again. The day that I'm recording this is Wednesday, May the 8th, I want to say. So happy new moon. The new moon is in Taurus. If you guys are familiar with astrology, a new moon just marks a new beginning in a cycle, a moon cycle that is, so usually like about a month. So if there is anything that you want to focus on or set your intentions for this month moving forward, I highly suggest that you do. The new moon, the powers of the new moon or whatever, they take effect even like 2 to 3 days post new moon. So just something to keep in mind if you're interested. There's no wrong way to set an intention. I know there's like so many videos and TikToks out there being like, you're doing it wrong. This is how to do it. Like, shut up. No, no one's doing anything wrong ever. As long as you have like a pure intention to do anything, you're good. Okay? This is a holistic life. There's no set rules. So whoever's making those videos, it's embarrassing. Stop. That is so messed up because probably what I'm doing is like embarrassing to them. Whatever. So sorry about that. My emotions got ahead of me. But anyways, back to, yeah, the Taurus new moon. This is like one of the luckiest new moons, guys. We have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, in Taurus. It's expansion and luck. And then we also have Uranus, I want to say, which is the planet of like revolution, new. It's like, How do I explain it? Think of it like a bang. You just don't expect it. It's like a surprise. And whether you want to look at the surprise as negative or positive, totally up to you. But yeah, it's like unexpected changes. That's what it is. So if you want to check where Taurus is in your birth chart, like your astrological chart, I think that if you're new to astrology, I would suggest just like the most basic app, like maybe CoStar. Yeah. Download CoStar or go to like astro.com. You do need your time of birth for this to work. So if you don't know, call your mom, call your hospital, find your birth certificate, something. But from that, you can kind of see, okay, Taurus is in my third house of communication and siblings and whatever. Like, you can set an intention with that. Or Taurus is in my seventh house of marriage and I really want to get engaged. So you can like set an intention for that. Like, it's just totally up to you. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because since Jupiter and Uranus are there as well, and they will continue to be there until, I want to say, I could be wrong, but I really do think it's like June 2025. Whatever you put out there today, tomorrow, Thursday, which is the day that you're probably listening to this podcast, it's gonna last for a year, okay? So just throwing that out there. I want everyone to get the juice, you know? So that's that. Astrology aside, back to the main event. I really think that being a gatekeeper is good. And there are so many reasons why. I can go on and on and on about how being a gatekeeper is probably one of the best things you can do for yourself. The reason why I even like think this is because something triggered me. And it was, I keep seeing videos of mostly women and girls sharing tips for like how to get into a good relationship according to them. Like, if they want to marry rich, let's say you have like your sprinkle type girls, this is how to get a wealthy man, this is how to marry up, like the hypergamy type people, or like the trad wife people. There's many different groups and sects of people giving out advice, but my main issue with it is it's not so much the advice. The advice is fine, you know? It's just that because they're putting it out in the open on like an open forum internet where anybody can access it, it's not good. We need to go back to gatekeeping, guys. You can't just be giving out everything all at once. Like, tease it, talking codes only a girl would know, you know what I mean? Can we as girls like come up with like a coded system, like a secret language or something? Because I'm noticing, and I'm sure you guys have as well, ever since these videos have become popular, so many men are now wanting to be chased. They watch these videos and are like, oh, well, I'm a dick and I don't want girls to get what they want, so I'm going to do the opposite and you guys are going to chase me because I'm the prize and I have a microphone and so whatever I say must be fact and whatever. But that's exactly why we can't be giving it out for free. In the end, they're the ones getting the short end of the stick because they're going to die out. The men who are like, I'm the prize, you got to chase me. That's the end of their bloodline. Because no sane woman on this earth is going to chase a man, period. No. No sane, like, good, normal girl, woman that you actually, like, want to be in a relationship with is doing that. She's just not. The only ones who are doing that are women who are highly traumatized, in parentheses, phallic worshipers. Because you have to be a highly traumatized person to be addicted to that, you know? It's not all that. It's not that serious. Really, I need you guys to stand up. if you find yourself that you're addicted, you're dickmatized, you're a phallic worshiper, okay? And I'm saying this in the nicest way possible. Being a whore is not a bad thing. Like, whore actually comes, like, it derives from a very sacred, good word. You know, it's the patriarchy that, like, switched up that word, along with other things. But, yeah, if you notice, like, hey, I'm a phallic worshiper, I'm addicted to dick, whatever, you might be highly traumatized. And I encourage you to sit with yourself and get into a cavewoman era, get into a Mary Magdalene cave, back into the womb and be rebirthed, because you should not be chasing a man ever. That goes against nature. I'm sorry, it just does. I'm trying to say this in the nicest way possible. Now, also think about it. The girls who do that, those relationships, do they last? No, because that's just not a good dynamic. So what I'm saying is let's bring back mystery schools. That was the ultimate gatekeeping flex. Okay. Women used to have mystery schools, or like certain groups that only certain people can enter and learn from each other. You know how, like, men have these secret societies and, like, frats and da-da-da, whatever? Masons. I don't know. They have their thing. They're like, no girls allowed, no women allowed. Okay, girls had that too. What happened to that? That really needs to be a secret. You can't be putting out all the secrets online like that, girls. Bring back gatekeeping. I also think the problem with that is, I don't know who started it, but they said, you're not a girl's girl if you gatekeep. False. You are the ultimate girl's girl if you gatekeep. Are you kidding me? Not being a gatekeeper has caused more issues than being one. Gentrification is a huge reason. That's another reason, okay? People are putting out secret cool spots for locals and being like, look, I moved here. I did this. I did that. Great. Thank you. Thank you for gentrifying a whole fucking country. Literally, fuck you. Bring back gatekeeping. Maybe TikTok does need to be banned. I'm kidding. But I don't know. Like, there's just an imbalance happening right now where people are just saying too much because they've been, like, I guess, repressed for such a long time. And not speaking up, that they're just now saying, like, anything. So, yeah, there needs to be a balance, guys, seriously. And then my final example of gatekeeping is boundaries. A lot of people don't have boundaries with themselves. Like, think of yourself as a gated community. Who are you going to let into your space? Are you letting in strays? Are you letting in, like, people who, like, just slum up your gated community? Think about it. If you're letting in some messy energies, what do you think is going to happen to that gated community? Picture it. Anyway, that's that. My next order of business that I wanted to get into was going back to that, like, sharing of information. I also think that because there are a lot of planets in Taurus this year, I've noticed that kind of, like, shift of mindset with everyone, of wanting to speak up and speak out the truth more. You see that with Kendrick Lamar, even Macklemore. I'll get into that a little bit in a second. But Taurus rules the throat chakra. So it's all very aligned, you know, which is why I'm telling you guys to just manifest on this new moon, like, speak it, say it out loud. Anyway, back to this new earth shift that I'm talking about. Do I want to talk about it? Yeah, I don't think anybody is going to really like listen to this or care or even get to this like 15 minute mark, but I recently quit a job that I had. I had seemingly from an outside perspective a really good job, especially in this economy where it's pretty difficult for most people to find a job. I had a remote one. I could move around with it. It was good, you know. It wasn't bad. I worked with amazing people. It was good, you know. But I was not happy. I remember talking to some coworkers and just always complaining like, I'm better than this. My time is precious. I'm not going to bust my ass over insert salary here. It was just not worth it to me. So I was just complaining. And then finally I was just like, why am I just talking the talk? I need to be walking the walk. Goodbye. So I just left. There should never come a time where you speak out your truth and you try and defend yourself. I'm not going to get into like the nitty gritties, but I defended myself at my job, spoke up for myself, stood my ground, and instead of it being respected, it felt like a punishment almost. That I had to take like a conflict resolution course and this and that. And it's like, I didn't blow up at all. There was no conflict. I stated my boundary and requested this. And if that's seen as something negative, then bye. I was breaking out. I didn't even know how burnt out I was until I quit. And I think I slept for like 4 days. Like I was just like sleeping all day and I was like, holy shit, I was burnt out. It's really hard to get into a really good, healthy mindset again when you're burnt out. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people have multiple jobs. A lot of people are burnt out. And I think that's like the importance of meditation, even finding like 15 minutes for yourself a day. That saved me so much when I was working at this job. I would go outside, I would get grounded, which for me just meant like taking off my shoes and putting my feet in the grass and just standing in the grass, grounding myself to the earth. I would just... And again, this goes back to like, there's no wrong or right way to get connected with yourself, because I didn't read any of these things in a book. It just feels right. So I would like face the sun. Of course, I'm not staring at it, but I would like open up my arms wide and just like, because I wanted to like funnel in all of the light into myself. And that really helped me. I've also been getting into Kundalini yoga thanks to my friend Sophie, who also has an amazing podcast that you guys should check out. I'll link it somewhere. I don't know how it works, but I'll link her podcast somewhere. It's amazing. But anyway, Kundalini yoga has helped me a ton. Meditation, guys, prayer, something. Set aside 15 minutes of silence. And whatever you want to do within that silence for yourself, because it was through that I realized I need to get out of there. Like I need to get out of that job. And I'm really glad I did. I had no fear. I still have no fear. I just know things are going to work out like they always do. And yeah, I'm now doing things that I really enjoy and don't burn me out, and I'm connecting with people more on a one-to-one basis, and it's been great. I've had amazing conversations with people and getting to know them, which is kind of hard to do in a remote setting. So I did just want to throw that out there. So just do whatever feels right for you. and your body and who you know that you are. Does that make sense? If you know that you're the type of person who should not be doing la la la, whatever, blank space, stop. Just stop and do what you want to do. That's the whole reason why we're on this planet, is making decisions that align with your, with yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's you. Like, your body is a temple. Your mind, your mind is God. You know? Like, you really have to get in touch with that. And that's why prayer connects you so much to God, and meditation connects you so much to God, because it's within you that you reflect God's divinity out. Anyway, hold on. So anyway, yeah, as I was saying, like, that's why I think a lot of people have been wanting to speak out more. Even some of the people that I work with nowadays have been telling me their experiences just in the last couple of months of how they've stood up for themselves and they were true to themselves in their own way. And it's beautiful. I love hearing those stories. And people really getting in tune with themselves more these days as well. I have some good examples, like, just from personal connections with people that I don't feel comfortable with sharing because I don't like talking about other people's stories. But let's get into, like, Kendrick, who's, like, an obvious example of this energy. You cannot pay that man to lie. It feels like a geyser moment for him almost, because he was, like, bubbling up for years and years and years. He was hidden. Where did he go? And then suddenly he was just like, I need to say this shit. Like, enough is enough. In this new earth, in this new Eden, this new ascension, this is the reality where liars are a joke and are finished. They're dead. This is the new earth. This is where you can really benefit from telling the truth. Telling the truth to yourself, to others. And that goes back to what I was saying before. Like, when you betray yourself and you do things that don't align with who you are, you're betraying yourself. You're lying to yourself. We're entering a world where that is done. That's over. Macklemore is another one recently that I've been noticing. I'm not a huge, huge fan of his music, but I do respect him as an artist. I think he's great. I like a few of his songs, I will admit. But he did come up with a song recently. I don't know what it's called. I just heard, like, a snippet of it, but it has to do with what's going on right now in Palestine and Israel, in quotes. And wow, like, I really think people are just, they don't care if they're being cringe. They don't care. Like, they need to express themselves outwardly. They need to create and take it out of their body and out into the world. So yeah, I've noticed that shift. But yeah, this is the new earth, guys. Drake is getting cooked. Tumad is dead in the ground. And Epstein stocks are down. Like, hello. We need to be celebrating. Speaking of celebrating, I want everyone to look under your chairs right now. I have a surprise for you guys. It's $1 million. I'm just kidding. Imagine if I was the Oprah of podcasts. Right. Finally, actually, I don't even want to get into my last topic of the day. I feel like this is a long enough episode as is. So next week, we're going to talk about how idolatry is not bad and how having an idol is good, and you should have one and you should get one. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, please reach out to me. I'm open to any topic. I love to talk about anything. So if you have anything that you want to share or talk about or argue with me, if you want to fight with me, let's do it. Okay. Again, to find me on Instagram, that is _fleur, like fleur, lune, flower moon in French. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I'll catch you next week, Thursday. I hope all of your dreams come true from this Taurus new moon. And yeah, see ya.